This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning. And welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It is a beautiful morning. If you live on the in the Northeast, all the way down to Washington, D.C., it's gorgeous. 3 to 6 inches of snow, some places a little bit more, some a little bit less. But, you know, we're getting towards the end of the winter season. 30 days, and the winter will be over. Yeah. The official start of spring is 30 days away, and in about 2 weeks, a little bit more than 2 weeks, 48 of us are leaving to go to Iceland. We talked about that trip for the last year, and we're looking forward to it. On March 6th, we leave to go to Iceland for about 8-9 days, something like that. Looking excited for it. And as they tell us, hopefully it will be, the weather is similar to Boston in Iceland at this time of the year. So we're really excited. And then when we come back, we'll tell you all about it. We'll take some pictures and put it on in the newsletter. And then we'll talk even more about our next trip, which will be to the markets, the Christmas markets in Europe. And that is a trip that my wife and I did probably about 15 years ago, maybe even longer. And it was so popular, we had 2 buses of people that came with us. It was an incredible trip. And if you ever want to see what Christmas looks like in Europe, this is the place to go. We stay away from the big cities. We stay in the medium to small towns. And the Christmas markets are little tents. Display areas, about 10 by 10. Some are 10 by 20, some are 10 by 30. And they're all built around the main church in the town. And it only runs for 3 weeks. That's it. And after 3 weeks, it's all over. And it's all handmade decorations, from Christmas ornaments to tablecloths and napkins and different smoking type wooden ornaments for decorations and a lot more. And the thing that's a lot of fun, you're out there, it's cool, you're just warm for it. And to keep you nice and warm, you buy something called Glue Vine, which is a hot mulled cider. And it is delicious. And each market that we go to, you can buy it by the cup, or you can buy it by the mug. And you buy the mug. And if you want to refill it, your refills are like half price. But it's a great souvenir. And I have 5 of those mugs from so many years ago. But it was a great thing. Going to a cuckoo clock factory. We're going to have a concert that we're going to enjoy of all the carols. And it's going to be a great time. So if you're not coming with us to Iceland, then think about the Christmas markets. Go to my website, paulparent.com, and you can see all the pictures and read all about all the information. And it's something that we're doing the first week or so in December. We'd love to have you join us. This morning we've been talking about some of the cold weather crops. And I was telling you, celery. If you want celery that's going to taste good, it won't be stringy and it won't be hard. It needs to be blanched. And blanching means to block off the light so that the foliage doesn't make green cells. And the green cells are tougher than something that's been blocked by the sunlight. They lose the green coloration. They get softer. They get tender. And they're a lot easier to chew. And the taste is even better once you get all that green out of it. So you just take a newspaper, open it up, both pages, fold it in half the long way, grab a hole of your celery, pull it together, wrap it with the sheet of newspaper, go round and around and around, get it good and tight, tie it with some string, top and bottom, or a couple big elastics, and you leave it there for a week to 10 days. And after a week to 10 days, you just unwrap one of them. If it's all white, harvest it, bring it in the house. So you don't do the whole row at once. You take the largest plant, you wrap it with your newspaper, let it sit for a week or 10 days, unwrap it, cut it from the soil, bring it in the house, and when you need another one, you just repeat that process so that you could have celery going from early to late August all the way until November. So it's a good, tasty crop, very productive, and you can say, I grew that in the garden. So you got to try some new things every year. If you've never grown broccoli, try it. If you've never grown cauliflower, try it. And I'm not saying put a dozen plants in. A lot of places you can buy individual plants. So you buy three broccoli, three cauliflower. Or if you have a neighbor and the two of you are gardening, Talk between yourselves and say, hey, I don't need a dozen broccoli plants, but we can buy them in a six-pack. You want to try growing three and I'll take three? That way you can enjoy different vegetables. And the flavor coming out of the garden is very, very different than from the supermarket because you just picked it that day. You bring it in, you cook it, or you eat it raw, and away you go. But they love about an inch of water per week. They like to be fed on a regular basis. And I start with the garden tone, vegetable garden tone, as a dry fertilizer. I'll add some protolyzer to really build up the beneficial microbes. And I'll tell you, if you can use the protolyzer and you can use the Espoma organic products in your garden, you won't believe your soil the following year. It's going to be better, a lot better than at the end than most gardens. You're using a 10-10-10 or a 5-10-5, and by the time the year is over, that food's gone, and your soil has not benefited from the food that you've put in from the plants. So any food that says beneficial microbes, Espoma, natural alternative, it makes a big difference. Now, how about some of your root crops? Carrots, for example. The first year I grew carrots, I thought there was something wrong because they grew to be about maybe 4 or 5 inches long, and then they forked. And instead of growing a long, thin carrot, it looked like forks in the ground. And I just was totally confused. And I was going to college at the time, and I told one of my professors that I was learning about vegetables. And he said, you got a lot of clay in the soil. And he said, what I want you to do is, when you're planting a row of carrots or beets, it's a soil crop, dig a trench, put in a little bit of sand. And he said, just go to the garden center, buy a 50-pound bag of sandbox sand, and dig a trench about 3 inches deep, and then fill that trench with sand. Then take your trowel, push it in the ground, and twist it to blend the sand in that trench that you're making. You can also add some compost at the same time, something that will break apart the clay and soften the soil. And you want to go as deep as your trowel, because the carrot's going to grow deep. So dig your trench 2-3 inches deep, fill it with sand, put some compost, take a shovel, your trowel, twist it to mix the sand in the compost, level it, put down your soil moist, sprinkle your seeds, and when the seedlings come up, thinning is important. A lot of us make every seed plant grow, and instead of having big carrots, we have a lot of little things. So thin them. That's the secret to carrots. Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com. Folks, if you have a family pet, be mindful of your snow and ice melt. Natural Alternatives Ice Melt is pet-friendly and gentle to their paws. Rock salt can lodge in between the pads and heat up to 180 degrees, causing irritation and burns. Natural Alternative Ice Melt is gentle on your property, too. Use it on cured concrete, asphalt, pressure-treated, and decking. Natural Alternative, 888-546-5941, and tell them Paul sent you for a free shipping.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. If you're just waking up and you live in New England, there's a surprise for you outside. It's called Poor Man's Fertilizer, and it's got a beautiful white color to it, and it will cover the trees and the ground. And for a lot of you, 3 to 6 inches, maybe more. And it's protecting the shrubbery. And you may say, well, we don't need to have snow. You do need to have snow. And if you have broadleaf evergreens like rhododendron, azalea, holly, ilex, anything that's got a broadleaf, boxwood, snow during the month of February is a very, very important thing to keep those plants hardy and preventing them from drying out. At this time of the year, during February, the month, and even part of March, it's important to have some snow cover because the wind that blows is normally dry. And as it blows across the ground, it will pull moisture out of plants. So if we have a winter with plenty of snow, there's normally a lot less winter damage to your broadleaf evergreens. And that what the damage would look like on the leaf, you would have either the edges of the leaves that will turn brown. You may have spots on the leaf, and on rhododendrons, you can get both. You can get the edges of the leaf that will turn brown, even that very tip of the leaf, and then little black spots or brown spots on the foliage. That's because the wind was dry. The wind blew through the plant, and the leaf was caught in the wind, and all of a sudden, it sucked all the moisture out of it. So the snow is important because your days are getting longer, but pretty soon the days will be too long for snow. Look at it that way. If you need some help, 855-660-4261. Nathan just told me we have a caller. Nathan, who's up first this morning?
Linda's in New Hampshire.
Okay, Linda from New Hampshire, good morning.
And good morning to you, my friend. I would like to ask you about morning glories.
Yes.
Yesterday I bought two packages of my, I think it's Ought, something Ought for the morning glory, and I don't remember the other name of the package, but can I start those from seedlings now?
No, you want to wait because it's a vine. And if you start them now, by the time you get ready to put them out in May, you'd have a tangled mess. So for the morning glory, figure between 2 and 3 weeks before you're going to put them out. So if you're going to put them out, let's say May 1st, then the middle of April is when you would start it. That way you don't run into a problem where they get all tangled in between each other. And because it's a vine, I would like to see you plant the seeds in a 4-inch pot, not in the seed tray. So you take a 4-inch pot, you put 3 seeds in it, and that way they're, when you're ready to plant them outside, you just knock the soil ball out of the pot, put it right into the hole that you've conditioned, and you're ready to go.
Okay, so on the package of the seeds, it recommends that we should soak the seed 24 hours ahead of time.
Right.
Is that necessary, or?
It does make a big difference because the seed coat, the jacket that's on that seed is very, very hard. And all I do is I take like a bathroom cup. I'll put the seed in, fill it full of water, take my finger, stir it around, and I'll do it the night before. So after supper, I'll soak my seed. The following morning, I'll just dump out the water, shake them, plant them directly in your 4-inch pot, and you're ready to go.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter?
Thank you.
A lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We were talking with Linda just a minute ago about morning glories. Morning glories, start them in the house, figure 2-3 weeks at the very, very most, because it's a fast-growing vine crop. And they don't transplant well. It's not like a tomato plant that you can just pull out of the soil and stick it in the ground. You've got to put it in a container, remove the container, and set it right in the ground. So there's no thinning required. The seed's pretty big. Soaking it overnight makes a big difference. But the one thing that you need to do with morning glories, they got to have a lot of sun. If they get a half a day of shade, it's going to delay the blooming until almost the end of the year. So they need to have a lot of sun. Now, when they get up to where you want them, if you're putting them on a light pole, when they get up to the bar, like a hanging basket bar that will hold a hanging basket, and now they're wrapping themselves around the plant, if you still pamper it, it's going to continue to grow foliage. And what I like to do is to kind of stress it out. And if you can stress the morning glory, it will help it to bloom sooner. So what you do is this. Once you put it in, you're going to water it 2 or 3 times a week. And you're going to feed it on every couple of weeks with something like Grow. Now, when it gets up to where you want it, I want you to switch to a flowering fertilizer, and I want you to cut back your watering. So if you were doing it 3 times a week, do it two times a week or even once a week, depending on how hot it is, to make the soil dry out a little bit, to stress the plant. When the plant feels that it's stressed, its goal in life is to make seed. And it can't make seed until it flowers. So it gets stressed, and it says, uh-oh, I got to get some flowers growing. It will come into bloom, and once it starts to bloom, it won't stop. So once you see that there are flower buds developing on a plant, then you can go back to giving it additional water and to feeding it more often. So you try that, and you'll have much, much better results with your morning glories. Okay? Okay. Now, Nathan, who's up next?
This is Sean in New Hampshire.
Sean from New Hampshire. Good morning. How can we help you out today?
Good morning, Mr. Parent. The family calls you lovingly Cousin Paul because my wife is a parent.
Ah, terrific. A so long-lost relative.
Yes. So I have a couple questions. Last year I had spider mites in a 24 by 24 by 14 foot high greenhouse. I got rid of everything now. I'm going to start from fresh. I'm not growing in the ground. I'm growing in pots.
Okay.
How can I prevent the spider mites from coming back?
Okay. Now, the very first thing you want to do before you start to grow anything in there, do you have a pump sprayer?
I do.
Okay. What I want you to do is it like a one gallon?
I have two sizes. I have a hand size, which is a quart, and I have a 1 or 2 gallon.
Okay. Take your 2 gallon sprayer, put a gallon of water, or you could put 2 gallons, and you're going to put a tablespoon of bleach per gallon. Shake it up really good. And then I want you to spray everything in your greenhouse with that bleach water, because the red spider have laid eggs before winter came. And when the weather conditions get right, the temperatures get right in that greenhouse, those eggs are going to hatch. Many years ago, I had when I was working for a greenhouse, we bought in some cactus, and there were rooted cactus assorted that we came in. We bought from California, and they were rooted in perlite. And we got them in bare root. We potted them all. We filled a big section of the greenhouse. And what we didn't know, because it was the same color as the perlite, there were mealy bugs in the perlite that they rooted the cuttings. And we bought them in late June with the idea that we would grow them July, August, September, October, and then we would have beautiful cactus to sell during the winter months. Went in one day, and I started to notice on the wooden benches little white pieces of cotton. And when I looked closer, the entire greenhouse, almost like overnight, there were mealybugs living on the benches. We called the state of Massachusetts. They came in. They looked at it, and they said, quarantine this house, shut it down, and I want you to take every plant, wash every single pot, take them out of the greenhouse, spray the entire greenhouse, the plastic or glass, the benches, top and bottom, the legs, if it's cinder blocks, spray the cinder blocks, then spray the ground with this bleach and water. Clean off your pots, and then we bought a product that we mixed with water, and we submerge every single pot into it, until the bubble stopped, and then we put it back onto the benches and we got rid of it. So it was too late for us. So for you, you've got to spray all of the glass or the plastic, the benches, the floor, and everything. So open up the vents, leave the door open, and do it on a cool, cloudy day so that the fumes don't knock you out. And then shut everything down and let it sit there on with the sun for 2 or 3 days, and the fumes from the bleach will kill everything there. So now you're starting with a sterile environment, and then you can start to use it. Now, the other thing that I would do as a second step, because you had a major outbreak last year, spray it with the bleach. And I mean, just spray everything. And give it a good soaking, not a light soaking. Just soak it really good, and then let it dry. And then before you get ready to start your seedlings, spray all of your benches and the ground with an all-season oil. And the all-season oil is made by Bonide. You can buy that at a nursery. It's an organic product. Again, open up all the vents and the door. Spray everything with it. And that's an oil. And it will coat any eggs that are still alive, and it will smother them. And the all-season oil can be used directly on the plant. So I would bleach it first, all season oil second, just as a precautionary, because you had an infestation, and then start growing. And at the very first sign of anything developing, get that all season oil spray. And you can spray the directly on the plants, and it won't hurt them. And it will last for about 10 days, and then the sun will break apart the oil that you've put down, and you really shouldn't have a problem after that.
I do have two trees that I hate to throw away. I'm keeping them now in a heated pool house next door to it. One of them is a tree of fig. And the other one, I put it outside, it's apricot. Last year, I sprayed them with neem oil and detergent water every 2 weeks. And this year, I don't have any mites on them, but I'm concerned about moving them into the greenhouse.
Okay. See, the neem oil is a good product. It will help with insects. They will also help with disease. The problem with neem oil or something like Joy, a Dove, a Dawn, it will last about a day. So it kills, and then a day later it's gone. If you use a product like all season oil, that will last 10 days in the greenhouse. So you're going to have a lot longer time to kill what's there, and it's going to be more effective. But if you did it every 3 weeks, you waited too long. If you want to use the neem oil, do it once a week, every week on a regular basis, just to, as a precaution, because you had a problem, you know that you had it, and the better you can treat that greenhouse before you get started. And then those plants, when you get ready to put them in the greenhouse, spray them. And I mean soak them. And soak the soil and your containers. And, you know, if you're able to, take an old rag, mix up some bleach and water, and wash your container with the bleach and water. When I was working in the greenhouse, we always saved our pots, and we would use them over and over again. And the one thing that we always did, we had a 50-gallon barrel, and what we did is we cut it in half the upright way. So we had, instead of having a long, deep barrel, we had two short barrels. We filled it with bleach and water, and we would take all of our used pots, set them in there, let them sit for 5-10 minutes, and then we would take an old rag and get all the soil off, but the bleach killed everything that was attached to that pot, whether it's an aphid, a mealybug, a white fly, spider mite. The bleach will kill it on contact. So sterilization is an important part. One year I was in a rush, and I decided that I would take all the plastic pots that I had and put it in the dishwasher. Well, I didn't clean them before I put them in the dishwasher. When my mother came home from work, went to put dishes in the dishwasher, saw them full of plastic pots, and I was in the doghouse for a long time. So I don't do that anymore.
I have one more question if you have time.
Sure.
Okay. I planted last year what they call Asian cucumbers or Armenian cucumbers.
Mm-hmm.
About 6 plants from seed. They did very well. I had hundreds and hundreds of flowers. I pollinated them by hand, and yet I didn't get one single cucumber.
Okay. We're coming up on a break. Why don't you hold on a second? And when you come back, when we come back, we'll talk about your cucumbers.
Thank you.
Thank you. Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com. Folks, if you have a family pet, be mindful of your snow and ice melt. Natural Alternatives Ice Melt is pet-friendly and gentle to their paws. Rock salt can lodge in between the pads and heat up to 180 degrees, causing irritation and burns. Natural Alternative Ice Melt is gentle on your property, too. Use it on cured concrete, asphalt pressure-treated, and decking. Natural Alternative, 888-546-5941, and tell them Paul sent you for a free shipping.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com. We'll never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles: paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are talking with Sean about cucumbers. Now, Sean, are you growing these cucumbers in your greenhouse or in the garden?
In the greenhouse.
Okay. Are you growing them up like a trellis?
Yes.
Okay. Many years ago, when I was going to school at UMass, we used to take a lot of field trips, and there was a big greenhouse in Hatherley, Massachusetts. They grew tomatoes, and they also grew cucumbers. And we went to visit to see how they grew them during the winter months. And for the tomatoes, what they did is they had a wire, like a wire fencing. The holes were, I think, 6 inches by 6 inches, and the beds in the greenhouses were planted directly in the ground. And as the tomatoes grew for support, they grew through this wire, and it helped just like a tomato cage. And they had a couple layers, and to have them improve the set of the tomatoes, at the two ends of the row, they had springs on the wire. And they would grab a hold of the wire and pull it. And the spring would stretch. And then when they'd let go, it would shake back and forth. And they said that 3 times a day, every day, first thing in the morning, around lunch, and before they went home, they would grab a hold of the wire that supported the tomatoes and they'd shake it. And that would make the tomato tops move back and forth slightly because tomatoes are wind pollinated. Tomatoes, they would grow up strings, just like a netting, and they grew it that way. And they would shake them also. But the one thing that they did is they would spray on a weekly basis, and when the plants were really producing flowers, they did it twice a week. They use a product called Blossom Set. And you can buy that at most nurseries and garden centers. And it's maybe like an 8 or a 10-ounce bottle. And it's an artificial pollen. And you use it on squash. You use it on pumpkins or any vine crops, cucumbers. And they would spray all of the plants with this Blossom Set twice a week when they were really blooming, and the shaking, and they did much better. And I said, well, if you grow them in the garden, you don't have to spray them. And he said, there's a difference between growing cucumbers on the ground and on a trellis. On the ground, it's a little bit cooler. And during the heat of summer, your cucumbers, if it gets really, really hot, and your temperatures exceed 90, the blossom will bolt. It gets so hot that the flower is stressing, and it just falls off the plant without making a cucumber. And he said what they have to do there, because they grew cucumbers every single month of the year there, during the summer, June, July, and August especially, they opened up all the vents, and they had fans that they ran through the greenhouses where they grew the cucumbers to cool them. Again, if it hits 90 degrees, the flower will fall and bolt. If it's on the ground, the vine itself is cooler because of the ground. If it's trying up a trellis, you've got heat on both sides. So that's why they had to use the Blossom Set and to cool a greenhouse. So that's going to be something that you're going to have to do, is to cool it down and buy some of this Blossom Set. And two or three times a week, just go in the greenhouse. You see yellow blossoms, give them a squirt. And that's all you need, every flower. Psh, 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 psh. And you'll have all the cucumbers that you need, but you got to cool down the temperatures, and you got to keep the soil moist. 90%+ of the cucumber is water, so they need lots of water. They love to be fed, so you use a product like the Espoma with beneficial microbes, Bloom. Use that every couple of weeks on them. But again, the secret, lower the temperature when it's going to be 90 and spray with Blossom Set.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.